This your girl, Black Beauty, the Uptown Cutie, coming back to you with another one. Here in Enola Leaky Faucet, where we spill things on purpose and not on motherfucking accident. We don't do shit on accident. We do this shit on purpose. We want you to understand things with a purpose. Fuck all that. It happened by accident. Over here, you gonna get a lesson. Black Beauty, the Uptown Cutie. I haven't done a spiritual motivational piece in a minute. I've been trying to do my comedian thing, trying to crack a joke a few on a bitch, you feel me? Crack an egg, sunny side up. But tonight, I'm here to talk to you about time. 12 hours, 365 days, 7 days a week, 12 months, DOA, dead on arrival, DOD, date of birth, and your dash. Time. All that consists of what, people? Time. I don't want to be penniless or hopeless. I don't want to be nothing like that, y'all. Like, everything has a place. Everything has time. Experience has your character. Time waits for no man, no woman, no child, no animal, no position of the day, nothing. Like, that's what Ro-Ro Don't Sneeze On Me Ho has taught me. Time waits for no man. It waits for nobody. So every dream, aspiration, goal that you have set for yourself, but you didn't have the time, right? Now you do. What the fuck you gotta do? Tell me where you gotta go. Half of the world is locked down. It's a pandemic right now. So the only thing that you should be doing right now, that the only thing that you can be doing right now, is to get to know yourself. What do you want? The only thing that you have is to invest time into yourself. Go to me, pray to me in a closet, and in secrecy, don't let nobody hear you. Your thoughts are personal. Your goals are personal. You know, I tell my children all the time, because I have two boys, you don't get with a woman because she's fine. You get with a woman because she motivates you. She makes you want to use your spare time for your goals and aspirations. That's what grown women do. They motivate you. They preserve you. They give you ambition. They give you direction. So you won't waste any time. You know, I noticed that everything that you do revolves around time, right? You got to go pick up the kids. You got to drop off the kids. You got to feed them. You got to wash clothes. You got to make sure the husband okay. You got to cook. You got to clean. You got to vacuum. You got to clean the bathroom. You got to wash uniforms. You got to iron the uniforms. Got to do your hair. Got to make sure the lace front good. You got to make sure the lashes are on right. All that takes what? Time. Precision. You have to be a persistent, and you have to be a time management type of individual to even break down the consistency of time of what needs equal amount every day. You see what I'm saying? Meaning, everything that's a priority, I'm going to give it so much time. I'm going to get this done. I'm going to get that done. I'm going to get that done. I'm going to get this done, right? And now you have a start date or an end date. All that consists of what? Time. Don't forget, motherfuckers, it's 12 hours. It's 365 days of the year. It's 7 days a week. It's 12 months. DOA, date of arrival. DOD, date of death. And the dash mean all the shit that you did in between the DOD, the DOA, I meant to say, and the DOD. Ain't that a bitch? Got me tongue twisted. But what I'm saying is, why not do what you was meant to do? You know, I got a quick ass preamble for you. Meaning, I got a quick ass little tale. Little folk tale. It was this man. He had everything. He had a good job. He had the great wife. He had fantastic children. They were smart. They were beautiful. They were talented. But it was something that he was missing. It was something that he wanted. So one day he decided to pack up and leave. Just fuck it. I'm about to get the hell on. I'm looking for something. I don't know what it is, but I'm searching. And his wife told him, if you leave for no reason without telling me, your family in this town will no longer need or want you. So the man left. He went on. He did what he was supposed to, right? He did what he felt like, what he thought was good for him. I'm going to say it again. What he thought was good for him. He went out. He ventured off. He fucked up. Fucked up all the money he left with, this, that, and the third. Before he knew it, time then went by. Hours went by. Days went by. Weeks went by. Months went by. And before you knew it, he tried to go home. But when he got home, everything looked different. The people that he knew stayed in certain places, they didn't stay there no more. So now he knocking on his door. He's knocking at the door of the house that he used to stay in. He's knocking on it. But now it's a new family that stays in a house. Little girl answered the door and said, hi, how are you? He says, does such and such stays here? He said, no. Such and such stays here. He was shocked. He was baffled. Why would you be shocked? You've been gone for hours, days, weeks, and months. You did what you thought was good for you. You were so selfish, you didn't think about everybody else that you have in your life. That you invest in time into. Who needs your time? Their growth is sometimes is needed on your time. Think about it. Scenario. Your children are lost individuals without the mother and father, right? And let's say the child doesn't have both parents in the home. If that mother or father is educated, God-fearing people, that child is gonna be okay. If you strive for the right things, if you speak the right things into existence, right? If you take the time to do that, guess what's gonna come back? Everything 10 times fold. You see what I'm saying? If you take the time to do good, blessings will take the time to find your stupid ass. But a lot of people don't break it down in measurements like that because they don't take the time to look out what they threw out and accept what's coming back. Ooh, that was a cold-blooded one. Look at what you've done in your past life. So now you got to accept what's coming at you in your future. Take the time to examine that. Take the time to examine where you fucked up at. You can't blame everything on everybody. That still take time, bitch, because guess what? You got to think about it. You're not being selfish anymore. You're not trying to just point everything on everybody else. You taking the time to take responsibility of what you did. It's a cause and effect to everything. It's a yin and a yang in this bitch. But you want to play both sides. You want to dictate. Make things move to your leisure. Everything don't go right. Everything don't go like that. It's not going to go like that. But at the end of the day, Ro-Ro don't sneeze on me, ho, has taught me to not take time for granted. So I'm here to tell you, no Laleaky Fawcett, where we spill things on purpose and not on accident. Don't take time for granted. Everything that you want to do, everything that you thought you should have done, do it. Step out on faith. Take the time to step out on faith. Take the time to believe in yourself. Take the time to look in the mirror and say, okay, what else? What else it is that I need to do? Because just because I don't inspire you, I inspired somebody else to look at what I take time for as a precious gift, so you won't take it for granted no more. My works is here, is done. Black Beauty, the Uptown Cutie, coming to you with another one. My motivational speech on my birthday. Today is my birthday, April 28th. I made 33 today, little bitch. So I wanted to give you my birthday gift of not taking time for granted. This your girl, Black Beauty, the Uptown Cutie, coming back to you with another one. Dropping jewels on you. Dimes. Straight grants. Andrew Jackson. Benjamin Franklin's. Value. Commerce. Equity. Value. Love your peace. Good night and be groovy, baby. No Laleaky Fawcett, where we spill things on purpose and not on accident. Love your peace. Good night. Stay safe in this Ro-Ro. Don't touch. Don't sneeze on me, ho. Be back to you with another one.
Say Shadow ahead. You feel this, Smokey DB? Hey. I need y'all to go fuck with my girl, Black Beauty, the Uptown Cutie, you know, that Leaky Fossil like this here. Yeah, I mean, shout out to God that keep it all the way funky, all the way live, all the way real. You know what I'm saying? She got there spin your shit longer than shit right. Yeah, I mean, you feel me? But got that highlight, Leaky Fossil, Black Beauty, the Uptown Cutie. You know how it is. Shit, they West Side talking to you. 8 times stand up. What's happening?